Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's like you said, it has that nostalgia to it. It has that feeling when you walk in the door, you feel like you know somebody, or you have that connection with your bartender. They have a great inter-community relationship with a lot of people.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we will take a look at a successful bar by introducing you to the world-famous Parrot Lounge in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. From operationally, what they do right, and how they stay connected to their community. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
It's important to note that we have no operational connection to the world-famous Parrot, nor are we sponsored by them.
No, but they're our spot.
That's where
watering hole.
Yes, your shift drinks.
Yes.
I think the Parrot opened up its doors in
1970.
And what we want to accomplish in this show is to highlight them as a successful entity.
Absolutely.
Operationally, it does a good job, and it attracts people that come into Fort Lauderdale and attracts people that live in Fort Lauderdale. Absolutely. As well. So let's get right into it. We did tell you that it opened up in 1970.
Yep.
And so the location is, I believe, Sunrise Lane.
Sunrise Lane. It's right at Sunrise and US 1 pretty much, but in a little cove area.
Yes. And so that's a really cool location.
Oh, great location, yeah.
And so the times when you want to really be conscious of when you go to the Parrot is
during big Philly events.
Yes. Sporting events.
Specifically Eagles games.
Well, they do Penn State games.
They do.
They do.
But nothing's as nutty as an Eagles game.
Well, nothing's as nutty as Eagles fans. So it stands to reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Philadelphia bar.
Yes.
And so the Flyers, Penn State,
the Phillies.
Eagles, Phillies. And the Phillies are in the playoffs now. When we came back from Nashville, I went directly to the Parrot. Get some food.
Oh yeah, I dropped you off there.
And there was a playoff game going on. And it wasn't crazy. So you're right. It's the Eagles that really, in my opinion. We are going to talk about our experience. We just did the Miami Dolphins
Eagles game. We went
to check it out Sunday night.
We're gonna share that with you guys.
Yes. And did they used to do Jello shots there?
They used to do
green Jello shots.
I know,
when
that would
have
been great
to
show you guys, but they didn't have them.
They probably still do. They probably don't give them out. You probably had to buy them. Buy a round of Jello shots. I gotta ask Greg. So let's talk about the Eagles experience, because I've only gone there by accident.
True.
When it was an Eagles game, I said, nope.
And we turned right back around.
I turned right back around. Not going to do this today. Yeah. So I never really experienced it at all.
Yeah.
At all. And the Eagles have been good for the last couple of
years. Yeah.
Important to note, it doesn't matter if they're good or not. It's still a scene there.
Yeah, it's an Eagles bar. Like, so when you really break it down.
Yes.
They go all in.
But when they're doing well, it's even that much better.
Absolutely. With any bar, I'm sure that has like a team following. When your team is doing well, if you're gonna go to the game, you're showing up to stuff. Like with anything, you know.
True. And so it was a night game. Mm-hmm. We worked brunch, and you were off all day.
I
worked brunch.
Yeah.
You had gone to a wedding the night before.
I did. So I needed a little recruit time. I went and saw Marlon. Had a little brunch.
Yes.
Watched the 4 o'clock games, and then we headed over and watched a little bit of the most of the Eagles game. Actually, I did. Yeah, I didn't stay the whole time.
Well, you're in Miami now, so it's we watched the Miami game.
Yeah. We watched the Miami game at an Eagles bar.
Yes, we did. Important to know, we're not Eagles fans. We're not Miami fans either. So we have afflictions of other kinds. We won't even get into that.
He's actually wearing his team's colors. We'll let you guess later on.
Yeah, top and bottom.
Yeah.
I like it. Not the Broncos. What was the first thing you thought about? Because for me, I know exactly, before I even got there,
it's going to be chaotic.
I was thinking, where am I going to park?
Oh, man. I got lucky because I got there a little earlier. So okay. I was praying that I was going to find a spot. But once I saw, I was like, I remembered right away. I was like, oh, man, I'm probably not going to find a spot.
Did you even try to go?
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did a full lap.
I didn't even bother.
I did a full lap because I was there a full... I was there before even the people that had got us the reservation that are big Eagles fans.
Okay.
So I was there probably... The game was at 8, what? 8:15, 8:30?
8:20, 8:15, something
so
like
I
that.
So I got there like 7:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came straight from the 4 o'clock game.
Okay.
So I came straight from there and I was like, okay, there might be parking. You know, in my mind.
I see why you would think that.
Yeah, but there wasn't.
Well, the challenge is it's Sunday on the beach.
Yeah.
So you might have gotten lucky because people come off the beach.
Yeah, they're coming and going. And that's what I was hoping for at that moment.
Yeah, true,
you
true,
know,
true.
We're in between games. Yeah. Maybe I can catch somebody leaving that wasn't there, that's not staying as an Eagles fan.
Yes.
You know, and then I can slide right
in. No, you were justified.
Yeah.
Believe me. I came a little bit later.
And you know what's funny? There was a spot in that right in front spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if that was the... Because there's chairs right there.
Yes.
So I wasn't sure if that was... They were holding that for... Fans.
I got you.
Like they almost had it blocked off. So mm-hmm. I didn't park there for that reason because I didn't want to be that guy like, you know, if they have to move back or something like that because they're so close to it.
True. Right in front of the bar, people sit outside.
Yes.
And sometimes they sit in the street
mm-hmm.
depending on the volume or what they anticipate. I'm sure they have it down.
Oh, yeah.
And there are times of events that they block that whole...
When they went to the Super Bowl,
okay.
They blocked it all off.
It was a block party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I came a little bit later and had no illusions about parking.
And you parked right in where we have like a ninja spot.
Yes. And as soon as I took that last spot, I saw people like kind of winding around.
Looking for spots. Yeah,
looking for spots. And I knew exactly what it was because I probably showed up with 15 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
So from the start of the game. The chairs, people were already lining 2 or 3 deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 or 3 deep outside.
Mm-hmm.
There are TVs that face outside. And then, so the layout of the Parrot, there's a main entrance, but then there's also a sliding door
mm-hmm.
that is to the
to
other
the little
room.
Back room. And yes. That was full, too.
Yes.
Reserved seats on bar stools. I mean, the whole nine.
What advice do you have for people that won't have a reservation, but will just rock up? Standing room, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Get in where you fit in.
I didn't know what to expect. I saw a couple of Dolphins jerseys, which was surprising for me.
Me too.
And it didn't end up, it was a good game,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't necessarily that competitive of a game.
You know, Eagles fan didn't have, they were more dominant throughout the game.
Correct. There was not a lot of tension.
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know.
They had their ups and downs, but for the most part, they knew they had it. Like, yes. They were never down, which was good for them.
That is good for them. Us too.
The closest thing that happened was a tie. And when they tied up 17-17.
True.
Besides that, they were up the entire game.
That's true. And it's a bit of a all hands on deck for the mm-hmm. most part. I don't really see Erica that often.
The entire staff works.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What their entire staff works on that day.
Okay.
Whenever there's an Eagles game.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
Except for maybe one person, but I'm pretty sure it's the entire staff. Like, unless they're on vacation, like, that they plan in advance.
No, you ain't taking no vacation.
And you know you're not taking any vacation.
No.
In,
because you...
That's your
you,
true season.
You want to make the money.
Yeah.
You're not... everybody's there. Most people there have been there for a long time.
Yeah.
There's only a few people that I can pick out. And that's almost any staff.
Absolutely. They don't have a revolving door staff. It's a very much family-knit spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
There are people have been there... I think the newest people have... there's only one person who's really super new.
Mm-hmm.
But even the
even that is a couple years.
Yeah, no, there's one that's like really, really new. don't know if you saw her, but she's. But anyways,
I don't know her.
Yeah,
I was like, who is that?
Yeah, everybody. It's about a couple years.
I thought it was a customer just slanging stuff. Yes, and so that lends to the culture. You know, that lends to them knowing your drink.
Mm-hmm.
They got the apple juice for
you. Yeah.
They're the ones
that
facilitate.
The first question I say is, do you have apple juice right now? And yeah. Then they know what we're drinking right away.
No. If they don't have apple juice, they tell me. Before I even sit down, it's like, yo, I don't have any apple juice for you. Greg would be like, yo, we ran out. Or one time you only had one?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. One juice box makes two. Carry the one. But yeah, they facilitate my bad habit. Johnny's probably going to kill me for this. One of the best espresso martinis in the land.
Johnny makes a mean espresso martini.
Yes. Yes.
He wasn't working, though. He was managing that night.
Yeah.
We weren't doing it that night.
Yeah. Yet. Yeah. He's the go-to. And I've even sent people in there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they mentioned espresso martinis. I was like, zoop. This is what you do.
This is what you go see.
Exactly.
This is your guy.
Yeah, exactly. You look in and you say, what's your name? All right, so let's push through. The Eagles game, our table next to us had a giant bucket. The bucket was a 15 beer
that's
joint.
Mean. That's a mean bucket.
That's a tub.
That's a tub.
They were jovial for the most part, but I think it's because, you know, they didn't really have any danger of losing the game. And as we walked around, I believe it because it was a night game.
It was tame. But it was good tame.
And we
were able to see all the energy that should be at what we wanted to see.
Yes.
You know, for what we want you guys to see as well.
Without getting burned.
Exactly.
And Greg did tell me, he's like, hey, it's not going to be as crazy. Yeah. And, you know,
remember he said, I had Ty to come behind from outside the bar and say hi to us.
Yes.
There you go. That never happens.
But I had a conversation with him before. I wanted to clear it with them that we do the episode. I didn't really want them to be, you know, surprised or I don't know what.
No, that makes perfect sense. Because I did the same. I actually spoke to Johnny about it as well.
Yeah.
Made sure he was happy, you know, and everything was good.
Yeah, and they don't know what we're going to say, but
no.
it's really respecting. Whenever I do something, I don't really like to surprise people.
Absolutely.
I'll let them know that I'm doing it, and that's why we do this. Whether it's whether we have a guest or whether we have a profile that we're doing now, it's almost like a gift to them because the parrot has given to us
absolutely
throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of giving to us, we're going to move off of the Eagles game. They have they really are good in the community.
Huge.
They do beach cleanups regularly.
Regularly. Is it monthly?
I don't know.
I think it might be monthly.
It may be monthly. But they do beach cleanups, and that's important because we do have a lot of people that come into Fort Lauderdale, and they don't necessarily have the same respect that they would or that they should have for the beach. They think, oh, you know, it's just a beach. Somebody else would do it. But we have turtle nesting areas.
Mm-hmm.
That really affects us for a long period of time.
Absolutely.
Where they... There were years where they would turn the lights out on the beach side. No, they have the different lights now.
Now the temperature lights, yes.
They have the lights that only shine directly down and don't have outward spreading.
You're right. It used to be dark.
It used to be dark, rapey dark.
Now it's, you're right.
Yeah, it was sketch dark.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want the turtles to, the turtles follow the light, the moonlight in particular, but it's a city. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want them crossing the road and getting smashed up.
Absolutely.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging it's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
And so they do the beach cleanup. And during the pandemic, they remained open and did takeout.
Absolutely.
The community part of it is
every Tuesday, every Thursday they would give.
It was a Thursday.
They would do an in the biz, and you can come pick up food if you were in the biz. And
they were basically chefing up and boxing.
Yeah.
A good amount of food.
And giving it away.
You can come by and get free food from the Parrot Lounge, and that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
You know, your boy came by and got some food.
And they had different, every week would be something different. It was really cool.
Yeah, every week it was something different. But even if it was the same, it really showed the level of caring that they have for the community. And I even got to where I would deliver to other people that weren't going down to beachside. Because remember, there's really nothing to do.
Yeah.
You're not really going out and hanging out. So I was down there and I would get a few boxes and I'll drop them off at different people's houses. Absolutely. And things like that. And that is a remarkable thing to do for people.
Yeah.
That really aren't giving you any business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we weren't going there.
No.
We did stop off there. I think we...
Yeah, it was a random day. We went up and just grabbed a drink. And
yeah.
While we had a cocktail while waiting for our food.
That was the workaround.
Yes.
Because bars that didn't have food started to offer food of some kind.
Yeah.
And that was a workaround to be able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that's a whole different thing. So... Yeah, servicing their community is huge. They do marathon. Well, they participate in the marathon. I think it's the Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's a 5K, I think.
Is it?
Or is it a 10K? No, it's not a 5K.
It's definitely a 5K, right?
Really?
Oh. You do those things. I don't.
Well, I don't do those straight. I do the obstacle races.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so those to me are a little... I mean, if I were to run a straight one, I guess it would be a 10K. But with the obstacles, the 5K is good enough for me because you expended a whole bunch of energy and things like that. They were also...
one of the first people that brought paper to the beach. Or not paper, but like...
They went zero plastic.
Yes.
So no styrofoam. No, and they did it at cost to them, where they invested into the environment, basically. Yeah. So there was a big push for no plastic straws in our area, and they took it one step further. I believe they went from plastic straws...
To paper, then they found about the agave.
Yes.
And they do the agave now, which is almost...
It's
way better. It lasts you a few drinks, but it's still biodegradable.
They don't really lend any odd flavors to the drinks.
No.
Like paper would.
Exactly.
And so they got rid of all styrofoam for their to-gos. Mm-hmm. They only do paper. And so to do a zero plastic place for a bottom line industry like the bar industry is huge as well. And so kudos to them for that. And with their philosophy operationally, as far as like the servers and things like that, from what I understand, everyone knows how to bartend.
Yeah. It's a house pool. We've talked about this on, actually we had somebody on the show talk about it before.
Yeah.
It's a house pool, so you have to be able to do it all.
Yeah.
I mean, short of cooking, obviously, but I mean, I've even seen Johnny jump back in the kitchen before, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's a bit of a concept for us, because we've talked about what our thoughts are on pooling.
Yeah.
Our thoughts are on everybody does everything. Everybody does everything, but they don't do everybody does everything.
No. Like, there'll be a designated two bartenders, and then there'll be somebody that's working tables on a normal shift.
Yeah, there'll be bartenders, servers, and then if the server needed something and the bartender was off, you know, running food or taking out the garbage or whatever, they have the ability to keep it going.
Absolutely.
Where they're not standing there waiting for the bartender to come back, they can make the drink and keep it moving. And I thought that was the first place that I've ever known that requires everybody to be able to
be cross-trained.
To be cross-trained, which is a huge thing for the service industry.
Yeah.
If you have a host that can, you know, can do something else, well, hosts usually don't. If you have a bartender that can serve, or a server that can bartend, or a cook that can food run, or a food runner that can bus, you're filling gaps that you inevitably are going to have.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge thing. Senior people have been there for many, many, many years, and they go out and serve and bartend and things like
that. Yeah, no, nobody's above any position in the building.
It doesn't seem like it.
No.
It doesn't seem like it, which is pretty good. Now let's talk about the food and then move on to drinks.
Okay.
For a bar, they have pretty good food.
Yeah. As far as bar food goes, their menu, they do a great job.
They do a great job.
I mean, it's probably one of the extra perks about going there. You know, when we get off of work, because their kitchen's open later than ours. You know, you're always hungry and get off. And you know you can eat something that, even with you go there and you have something that you can order.
Yes.
That you know that's like, okay, it's not gonna be detrimental to my diet. I'm okay with it, and you're happy with the taste.
Oh, I'm loving the taste. So there's two things that I used to get there. It would be the crab cake sandwich, and I used to get the buffalo chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
man, this buffalo chicken sandwich,
massive.
You need a shower when you're done with this thing. I mean, there's no easy way to eat, a good buffalo chicken sandwich. You're going home. Mm-hmm. You're not going out to party after that. And those were my go-to. Then I'd go to salads like Paul gets black and chicken Caesar salad or mahi Caesar salad, things like that. I get the Caesar wrap.
Yes, which is fire.
Oh, so good.
So far.
So good. The black and mahi Caesar wrap.
So far.
I get the French fries all the time. And you do the Phillies.
I do Philly, and I do it as a wrap now. Oh. I used to do it as like a sandwich. I switched to the wrap style.
That ain't no Philly.
It's so good, though. It is fire.
Now, I never heard of that.
Oh, man. You know who put it on to me? Who put me onto it? Amber, back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. That is going back.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you have there?
I get what you order.
Okay.
I also like, I mean, the wings are solid there.
The wings are phenomenal. I haven't had wings. So
they do a mean mozzarella stick. Okay. They make them fresh in-house.
Yes.
They bread them fresh. They fry them. They are, you pull them apart. You're watching the cheese stretch. It's really a sight.
Yeah. I don't do the cheese. Unless it's kind of incidental, but it looked good.
Yeah.
I think you guys had them on Sunday night, and they look good. The wings, I would do jerk.
And you do them fried or grilled there, so they do a great job.
I used to do a Cajun.
Oh, they do the dry rub for you, right?
Yes. Not so much anymore because I don't even mess with the wings as much. I kind of treat wings like a treat.
Okay.
You know, gotcha. I don't want to have them all the time.
Yeah.
And so as far as food is concerned, really good food.
Excellent.
Tables, always solid, big tables. So, you know, I've been to bars that have like the small rounds and things like that. Nothing wrong with it, but when you're ready to drinks.
They give you room. Yeah, they're built for four people, but you could probably fit six there almost.
Yeah.
That's
it's versatile.
Yes, but they're solid. Like you said, you have space.
Yes, it's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the drinks, I've gone there and I was in a beer phase. Mm-hmm. I would have that.
It was like a Guinness almost, right?
It was a milk stout. A Mukau milk stout, I think it was. They don't have it anymore. But you could go there and look into the cooler window.
They have a sick beer selection.
Yeah, they have a good beer selection, whether it's on draft
or draft bottle, in can. They have all three, and they have a good range of different beers. There's always something in there that somebody's gonna like.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and so
I don't even drink beer, and I know that.
No, you don't. And they also have, which is very surprising, they have high end bourbons.
Yeah,
and I think Scotch as well.
Yeah, they have them all in that like that little cabinet area over there.
Have it behind glass.
Behind glass. Yes.
They have it behind glass, which is I mean, for me, it's a mismatch. I tend to have those things at home.
Mm-hmm. But it's there for the guests if they do need it, if they want it.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. It's time and place for me.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's a mistake or anything like that. It's available. I also looked into the case, and there's things there that I don't see other places.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And so if I just wanted that experience, mm-hmm. I could walk into the Parrot and get that.
Yeah.
One thing that we missed, we touched upon ITB.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why we even go there and that they treat us well is... They have a great ITB.
It's been going on for as long as we remember.
So explain what ITB is.
In the biz.
Yeah.
It's a discount based on for people that are in the business.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. And so we get 50% off.
Mm-hmm. Of drinks.
Of drinks, yes. Not food. Yeah. Of drinks. Which is huge.
Huge.
And it's after
a certain time. It's after like 10.
It used to be after 10.
Yeah. And it goes till close.
So now it's after 8. Eight now it's right?
8, yeah.
Yes.
Because of the pandemic, you know, things were closing earlier and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So they moved it up and they never got rid of it.
Yes.
And we'll thank you for that. That was awesome.
Hey, I'll take it. I mean, and so that's a really good thing. So then now you go in there and you see several work uniforms in there.
Yes.
Because there's hotels, there's other restaurants like Takato.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one.
There's a bunch. I mean, there's so there's many on the beach right
of,
there.
Yeah. Capitol Grill and uh-huh. things like that. So they'll stop in on their nights and things. So they're really smart bringing that in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you got to get some food.
Yeah, you got to eat. You know, we all need to eat in our business.
Yes.
And on top of that, it's like you said, it has that nostalgia to it. It has that feeling when you walk in the door, you feel like you know somebody or you have that connection with your bartender. They have a great inner community relationship with a lot of people.
Yes. Yes. And so, yeah, if you ever want to visit the Parrot, you know, just let them know.
It's a great bar.
It's a great bar.
It has competitive prices, even being on the beach.
Yes.
You know, you're going to go to other bars where you feel like you get price gouged. They don't price gouge you there. They're reasonable. I mean, even without in the biz, you can go there and drink during the day and you're not going to be like, oh, man, I got smacked in the face. You know what I mean? To be so close to the beach, that's an amazing feeling.
Yes.
They're very family orientated. If you're a dog lover, I think they have a dog night. They do so many different things in the community that keep them a part of the community. And they're the world famous Parrot Bar, baby.
Yes. And world famous also because they do a great job branding themselves.
Yeah.
They have a
shirt. They have a whole designated area for clothing and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
They have merch.
Yeah.
And the merch is very, I think it's very clever mm-hmm. because it not only services the area, which is Fort Lauderdale Beach. So they have the long sleeve,
yeah.
the fishing shirts that, you know, that are generally mm-hmm. SPF that really give fishermen that protection and things mm-hmm. like that. Really good artwork. And so that a lot of places that do merch as far as restaurants, they just do t-shirts.
Yeah.
But then they'll do more like...
They have hoodies, they have everything.
Yeah, they have that you can travel...
You go home
you
with,
can,
yeah.
You could go home with mm-hmm. if you're from a colder climate. And one of the things that people do is they travel the world and they take their picture in the world famous Parrot gear and send it to the Parrot, and Parrot puts it. Because Parrot has...
pictures hanging up.
Pictures hanging up. Now I think it might be done electronically. I don't know if they ran out of room or anything like that, but I think they have like a visual board.
Oh, do they have a visual board?
Or maybe they put it on the website. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty cool to see because the branding's pretty strong. It's a bird. It's a parrot. Not just a bird. We call it the bird.
We call it the bird, but it's the parrot.
Yeah, it's the Parrot. And the artwork is always good, and it's not overdone.
No,
you know what I mean.
It's the logo's usually
in front. It's well thought of and well done. It's stuff that people want to wear, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah,
and so yeah, that's the final point. I think they do really well is branding. So the service is good. The events
are
really great. There's always
great
always,
service.
Usually
great
something going on.
Atmosphere, something going on. Mm-hmm. Great. addition to the community.
And good regulars.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
I know people just from the from the Parrot. Legit. I know people I don't see anywhere, but I could take a break and come back and be like, oh, where you been?
It's 53 years is no joke, yo.
53 years is no joke. That is true. We're going to wrap it up on that. We're grateful to you. If there's a bar in your town, let us know about it because we do travel.
Yeah, and we'd love to check it out.
And we would love to check it out. And let me know in the comments, or you can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Dan the Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Who would have thought you got it right, man? Hey.